is RSB in the Update, episode 215, recorded Thursday, July 31st, 2009, the RSB in the Moon Colony. Hello everybody, welcome to your RuneScape podcast known as RSB and the Update. This week we've got a good chunk of the moderator panel here. I think we're only missing Southrin and Brad. So with that said, first up is Mike, who's here.
Hello.
Next up is Paul, aka PFK99's Paulina.
Just Paul, thank you.
Okay. After that comes Trekkie.
Hello, everybody.
And Jeff.
What's up?
And finally, last but not least, Chief Snake, a.k.a. Brad 2, who is the furthest away.
You got me.
No, I didn't forget you. See, I was just doing it in order of who is closest to me.
So. Well, thanks for forgetting me, Shane.
Oh, right. I'm sorry about that. King Kala comes in after Mike.
Yeah, come on, dude. Jeez.
I guess that's a sign that maybe I should relearn some of my geography lessons or something, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So we're all gathered here today to discuss something on the game of RuneScape, the Poison Arrow Pub, and the Aquanite.
I remember that one.
So first up, I'm just going to give a bit of a rundown that the Poison Arrow is a new pub that's south of the East Bank in Ardoigne.
Ardoigne?
Yes. So, Trekkie, what do you think about this thing as you spoke up first?
Well, you know, I remember doing the whole vote thing, but I do remember that there was no point in that pub, and considering beer isn't as useful unless you're doing herbal or something, it's just one place for people to gather once in a lifetime.
And it doesn't really make sense, but Mike, anything?
Not really. I'm not sure why I'm here when I haven't visited the updates.
Well, you're here to provide equal representation of the owner's panel.
Yeah, it's all right, Mike. I haven't looked at the subtitle either.
All right.
I might do that now, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
All the pubs were pretty pointless in the game.
Yeah, yeah, see, what they're doing is they're encouraging underage drinking.
Yep. Oh, wow, has that covered. Has that covered.
The thing that this one serves, that they serve Ranger's Aid, which raises your range level. Basically does the same as the Ranger's Potion, to a bit of a smaller level.
Oh, I did.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's also the mature variety and stuff like that. Also, there's a little squirrel there named Sparky the Squirrel.
Ah, so that's why.
Yeah, do you guys remember the little intro they gave regarding what Sparky's story was?
No, we don't.
No.
Anybody remember?
That was a story.
When was this?
He got hit by a ricochet of an arrow.
So he's retarded now.
No, he just got hit in the leg, so he's using a splint left over from an arrow shaft that the guy was fletching.
That's not how nature works. If it has an arrow in its leg, it's going to get an arrow through the head.
No, if it gets an arrow through the leg, it becomes dinner.
There you go.
But it's a squirrel. That really can't sustain anyone, you know?
Hey, man, when you need to survive in the wild, nothing is more refreshing than some meat in your tummy.
So have you gone squirrel hunting before then, Trekkie?
Squirrel hunting? Let's see. I'm gonna grab my slingshot. Where is it?
I've killed squirrels before, but I wasn't specifically looking for them.
Oh, how's that work?
Well, I was at a 22, and then I saw a squirrel, and I was like, that's a good shot. Boom! Out goes
Evil.
The... Out goes the innards, and in goes the lead.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how it works, people, if you're not an outdoorsy type of person. But Is anybody else thinking why about this update? Just why is it happening like that, you know?
It was just to give people a vote in the game. I mean, you get the AeroPub that we create, or the, you know, not we created, but we voted on the name, and we voted on the name of the Slayer
monster
critter. Yeah. Other than giving us the chance to vote, I mean, who cares?
What I can't figure out is why they let free to play my upvote on both of them.
That's a good point.
Really?
Yeah, really. I voted. I had a say in this, you know. It was pretty interesting. I was quite happy
with
that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I was like, oh.
So
okay,
we can blame you now. We can blame you.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, I found Spocky.
Jagex wanted to give us a cop out. There we go.
Did, what about you, Chief, Mike, and Jeff? You guys still have members. Did you guys vote?
No.
Oh.
I just found this pub, though. I went to the wrong one first. I didn't realize there was a second one. I thought they just renamed the first one or something.
Okay.
So you went to Lucifer one?
Yeah, Lucian.
Lucian, yeah.
Do you guys like the Sparky's hat?
Oh, we have not.
Yeah, I wish I had a Robin Hood hat that small.
Hey, you could get your cat one, Mike.
Okay.
And then it could sit next to you, you know, when you're working on the site. It could be like the RSPNB.
I'm sure it'd really like that.
Yeah. Okay. What about yours, Paul?
No. If I try to put anything on its head, I'm pretty sure I'd get clawed. I mean, it's a lazy cat, but it does not stand for that.
What about a pepper, Chief?
No, probably not. He doesn't like it. He just brushed it off.
Oh, that's too bad. We need our RSPNB mascot. Anyways, so the Poison Arrow Pub, why? It's like, once again, free-to-play, getting a choice in this, you know? But, oh well. What about your midgets, Paul?
Oh,
what?
That was like 10 minutes ago, and it doesn't relate to anything now.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I just saw something scrolling by. Moving on to the Aqua Knight.
Haven't been.
I don't understand this either. It's like a level 78 thing.
I've had friends that were attacking it, and apparently it doesn't hit very often, and it's kind of hard to hit. It has good defense, but when it does hit, it does pack a punch. And but I guess you can stay there for quite a while without really caring. But I guess right now it's being really hunted over by people trying to make a few million with the amulets. So
yeah,
you get pushed out pretty easy.
That's what
So what is the point of what does the monster drop anyway?
Amulet of Raging.
Yeah. It gives like ranging, like for ranging. Yeah, it gives like plus 3 more ranging attack than something else. Like than the next best thing. Yeah, I think so. It's like plus 15 versus plus 10.
Let's see plus 12. The Fury is. The Fury is plus 10 attack. So yeah, it's 5 more than the Fury.
It's like, isn't it like 2 million or something like that? That's pretty expensive for something
really
that gives that gives only a little bit more, you know.
It's really expensive right now.
2.2 mil.
I think the Fury would be better for most things because it also has a prayer bonus and defense.
And it has
bonuses
defense. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really looked at it that much, but
you know. Well, if you also think about it, it's probably like what they would probably do is probably have the Fury amulet as well as the range amulet. So basically what happened is that as you're fighting someone, you grab your ranger amulet, and the second you need to start retreating, you can put on the other one and put on your other set of armor and, you know, go on your merry way.
Do you ever swap out amulets?
No.
I'll do like armor and weapons, but I've never swapped out boots or an amulet.
Maybe if you go into God Wars Dungeon or something, you'd swap out like amulet is. But you wouldn't need to do that for a ranged amulet.
It's not worth the space.
No, not for you. No.
You'd rather have
right at the first, you might swap it out like an armored. Well, even then, I don't want to waste that space.
The Amidul.
But it does have plus 10 magic defense, which is also
so does Fury, right?
Yeah. Fury has plus 15.
Oh, well, then.
Yeah, so if you're...
close enough.
If you're, like, fighting a highly magical monster such as that, you'll have your furry amulet, and when you're starting your initial shot, maybe you'll put on your rage amulet and try to get that extra 0.2 damage.
Yay, 0.2!
You're just trying to find something good in this update, aren't you?
Isn't it my job to be the optimist?
So you're like the anti-Dvorak.
If you don't know what that's referring to, people, you should just go watch a few Twit Live episodes, and you'll understand what Paul is referring to.
Or just skip the good stuff and go right to Cranky Geeks or Cranky. What is it?
Yeah, that's
Cranky
it.
Geeks.
Yep, yeah, that's right.
I've never watched that one.
I haven't, but I'm sure he's very cranky and geeky, so...
I should watch that. Aquanite requires 78 Slayer, and it's assigned by Duradel and Lapilok, so...
One quick question, though, is how does it look like? I haven't seen the picture of it yet.
I've got the picture pasted into your MSN right about now.
Okay.
So that's what it looks like. I don't know. What does that look like to you guys?
Looks like a shark to
the amulet, though.
That's the amulet, dude. That's the amulet. It looks like a voodoo doll.
It's a fang. Looks good on surfers.
Yeah.
Does it look like a voodoo doll, you know?
No.
I'd say it's a tooth. Maybe a dagger.
Yeah, it says a sharp fang amulet, which looks good on rangers and surfers alike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Far out, dude.
Surfers.
But the Aquanite does look good, you know?
How does it look like, though?
We haven't seen it, Shane.
Oh, right.
Give us the wrong picture.
There's a picture. There you go.
There you go. Wow, that's kind of creepy.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Difference.
It looks like a mix.
Why do they keep editing this thing?
I don't know. But
sorry.
That's the Aquanite. If you have 78 Slayer, go knock yourselves out and have some good fun there. It's at the end of the Slayer dungeon after the Kurosks, I believe, so... Anyways, Animation Pack 1, which Brad found a good... When we talked about the development diary 2 weeks ago, they found it was... Brad had good fun laughing at what tweeting is. So... this is finally released, and with this they... change some of the images, including the dragon scimitar, the dragon
all scimitars, all daggers, and
longswords,
I think.
Not all scimitars. It's only the rune and the dragon.
Yeah, just
the rest of the stuff look exactly the same as they were before.
So the important ones are changed.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And the whip,
I don't really understand
too.
That. What about the longswords? Is that just rune and dragon as well?
Yeah.
Probably,
yes. Yep, it is. I've seen others, and they're the same as they were before, like noobs and free to play. You know, iron,
that's,
and bronze,
that's
same
though,
thing.
Because rune isn't really rune isn't anything special. It's just like the next one up. I mean, I can understand dragon, but if they're going to change them, then I think they should change all of them.
Well, you'd think that they just do them all at once. Other than the dragon, they all have the same models.
Yeah.
So it's just different color. Can't be that
hard. I don't know about this, but what do you guys think of the new whip and the sound effects?
What does it sound like?
I haven't even used it. I know
Mike took a look at it, and I think he has an idea.
It sounds like you're like swinging around before you hit them.
So more whip-like, I guess.
It's not like you're whipping them. It sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like you're swinging a few times before you hit them.
I see.
It doesn't really match the animation.
But it does look a little more dangerous, though, wouldn't you think?
It looks furry, so it looks more like...
a scarf.
It looks more like an adult toy.
Okay. You guys keep on track here. But at least it doesn't look like a string of sausages, you know?
Oh, I see a picture of it. Ooh, nice.
Oh boy.
But, oh, Trekkie. Trekkie, you gonna go buy yourself a new whip?
Well, if I ever come back to RuneScape and the whip has gone down in price and I can make a profit off of it.
Actually, you know, it's gone up in price, but
yeah, I know, which sucks.
I have 83 Slayer now, so when you come back, let me know and I'll get you a good deal on one.
80... No, I don't want to. I don't want
86.
Yeah, 86. What did I say?
83.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's also good, but you know.
I don't know. One thing that really annoys me is the fact that the longsword and the scimitars are now, when you're standing still, you hold it straight up as if you'd hold the torch. You know. That annoys me.
You wouldn't normally hold it like that.
I know.
Like walking with a sword in real life, you'd hold it at your side or down, even towards the
ground. Yeah, that's what I would have thought. Down.
Well, you'd think it'd be like sheathed or something. I mean, you don't ever see anyone walking around just a sword randomly.
Well, once again, though, I wouldn't really mind if I wouldn't mind it like it is now if they held it up. If they just did it to all of them, because it doesn't make sense.
Wow. They need to be more consistent at the end of the day here. Does anything else? Anybody else have anything on pack one?
I got nothing.
Okay. Paul, Mike, Jeff, Brad.
God swords are about the same. Like I think they changed the attack, the look of the attack, but it's not changed to a significant degree.
Okay.
It's, you know, just attacking.
Okay then. Next up is another round of questions and answers that Jagex will be conducting. Of course, you can submit questions on the topic, and they'll be diverted to the appropriate department. First up on next Thursday is Mark Girard, then Player Support, then jumping all the way ahead to September 3rd is Andrew, then RuneScape Content, then Community Management, then at the end of September, Translation. Maybe we'll find out if they're finally working on that Klingon version of the game.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, anybody... Trekkie, you'd love that.
Oh, hell. Bite me.
Does anybody have any questions that they'd want to submit?
Nope.
You know, they could use our podcast as a perfect venue for this, you know?
Yeah.
Just provide the bandwidth and they can use it as a live stream to reach all their audience, you know?
Yeah,
they've got a good audience, so they could, you know, bring everybody in and good stuff.
Development blog. This one's a follow-up from the last part on the Dwarf Quest. This time he says that he's nearly finished and he's made all the suggested changes to the quest and it's going to quality assurance now. So this is just another series in the line of developing a quest. I don't know. Did anybody read this?
No, Sadi.
No. Sorry.
Jeff?
Nope.
Kala?
No. Didn't they come up with a really strange name for it or something like that? Or really, you know, generic?
You know, I think they did. I think they did. It's in the end here.
Forgiveness of a Chaos Dwarf.
Oh, yeah. God. That's right.
Okay.
What would a Chaos Dwarf be forgiving at all? He's trying to create chaos. Why is he trying to mend bridges, you know?
You know what I think the story is with the chaos type of people? Is that they're so screwed up in the head they don't know they're causing chaos.
Yeah, so why they'd forgive something for that they don't even know what they're doing?
Maybe that, they are chaos and it would be chaotic to forgive, you know? I don't know.
Okay.
Tweaks and fixes. Did you guys like any of these?
I haven't seen them.
PvP. If you teleport when you're in PvP, you lose 20% of your potential.
Potential?
Oh, I saw that one. Maybe I have seen them in a
figure. Oh, right.
The earning potential.
Right.
You'll also be properly classed in combat if you've been attacked, but you've not fought back yet.
That's handy. They should have done that a long, long time ago.
Korvax on Dwarf is now easier to understand. And Ancient and Lunar Spells have had their icons updated.
One thing with that is that I don't like it. when you don't have enough runes for them, you know how they're kind of grayed out or lower opacity or whatever. At least with the lunar ones, they're just gray. They don't kind of have a lower opacity, so they're just like not colored, and it's really annoying because it's sometimes hard to tell the difference between them when you don't have the runes for them, between those and the ones that you do have the runes for. And so it's
okay,
because some of the spells are actually gray when they're colored as well, and so it's a little difference.
Yeah, that is a good point. You've been on lunars? Yep.
Yeah, I've been on lunars because I've been doing rune crafting lately.
Okay.
That's the only thing. They're good. I like them now.
By the way, just curious, have they released a blood rune altar?
Yes, that was last year.
Long ago, Trick.
Oh, yeah, I haven't played in 2 years, so, you know, I'm out of the loop. I got tired of listening to Shane talk about how great farming is.
It is a good skill.
So that drove you to put RuneScape.
That's going to be King Kala's first 99 when he gets members.
Yeah, right.
Sure it is.
Yes, it is, Kala. Yes, it is.
I don't think I'll ever get a 99. I'm going to fight the power.
Well, that's it for RuneScape updates, you know? I think that's all we got. So I think we're going to move on to questions now. I'm going to hand the first one off to Trekkie because he seems a little hyperactive tonight.
I am?
No, I think he's doing pretty well.
I've been relatively quiet, so I don't know. First question, all right. Let's see. Dear high staff of RSBNB, please explain your online routine, such as what website you go to first, and is there something you check daily? Also, what's the worst bug bite you've had? I've had 40 mosquito bites because I went on a morning bike ride in Prince Edward's Island without realizing the place is infested with them. Thanks, and keep up with the great show inside. Power crazy. So who wants to go first?
You go first. Yeah, you read the question. First.
That's what we discussed.
Way to pay attention.
But I don't... online routine. Let's see. Get up in the morning. Check my email. Then check on some gaming news sites. See if there's anything new coming out. Go out on Airbnb in the morning to see if any troublemakers are online. Usually...
So it's dedicated.
Since everybody, including Shane, is probably dead still asleep at 12 noon. It's like, okay, I check what's on, and yeah, then depending on what day it is, what I have to do, I go on from there. Where's bug bite? I'm not saying, because it's really, like, embarrassing.
Oh, you have to say now. That only makes it better.
Yeah, go ahead, say.
No.
We'll make it up for you.
Whoa. That's cow poop, man. You know that.
Oh, well, since Trekkie's being a wimp, I'm going to get Mike to go next.
Oh, my online routine?
Yeah.
I guess first check my email, then the forums, write messages, and sometimes dig, and that's pretty much it for normal routine, I guess.
Oh, dig. You know, Shane, I still have not used that account you gave me.
What's a fireman, Tricky? Is that where your bug bite was, Tricky?
No.
What? Okay, I'm gonna hurry this along, and Chief's gonna go next.
I don't really know what I do. I get on my computer, open up Firefox, then MSN, or vice versa, and then go to RSBNB, and then RuneWire, and that's about it. I just decide where to go from there based on what people tell me on MSN, which is usually you, Shane, and then I get sent a video from Melissa or whatever, so I tend to end up doing random things like that.
Okay, bug bite?
Oh, I've never really been bitten by anything out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary. So what have you been bit by the ordinary?
Oh, you know, fleas and whatnot occasionally. Nah, it's been a while.
Okay.
We were just talking about these spiders last night, Shane and I.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But no, sadly, I've never been bitten by anything that interesting.
Yeah, there was a... there was a spider the size of his hand in his kitchen the other day.
It was not the size of my hand. It was like 2 centimeters, but it was still quite big, as far as big spiders go here. So it gave me a fright.
Okay. Paul?
So you wake up, I check Digsby, which has email and Twitter and Facebook, so I just scan that real quick. Go on Dig, check the forums. Should be about it.
Okay.
Worst bug bite? Recently I had, I think it was a spider or something, it bit me on the head. So I had like a welt on my, it was like in my hair. And it bit me, I think, once or twice. And I, whatever it was a big bite. And I think I squeezed it or something. And it was kind of weird for a couple days. And but it went away. It was all right.
Okay. Kala?
Let's see here. Where do I go first? Probably Facebook and do everything like that. Then I go into RSBNB and check everything out. Look at every single post. Make sure there's a lot not of any posts that haven't been reported to us. Then after that, RuneWire. Then after that, I probably go do something else. And then I come back and do other things later, like YouTube, whatever Shane tells me to go to. that sort of thing, you know.
Shane basically nothing rules our lives.
Pretty much.
Okay. And finally, Jeff.
I know. I got a bunch of websites. Oh, in NordPress. Particular order, just email, check my feeds in Google, go on Dig, go on the forums, go on Twitter, go on Facebook. That's about it.
Okay.
Bug bite, I don't know. I don't really have any bad bug bites. Like, you know, I live in California. There's not that many bugs.
Good. That's good.
I forgot about bug bites. I forgot to mention that. I got a really bad set of wasp bites earlier on in my childhood, and I'm actually allergic to them. So, that was not fun. There was another time where up at the cabin, I actually was walking barefoot through the grass and actually stepped on, like, on a dead wasp, and, like, a whole bunch of, like, it went right through almost, and, it laid me out for quite a few days. Actually, it was not fun.
That's why you should always wear shoes when you're outside.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't not worn shoes since then outside.
Okay.
Never gone barefoot since then.
I guess I should answer quickly. Online routine, email, oops, lost my pen, Dig, RSBNB, Twitter, and MSN, and that's about it. Did I say RSBNB forums? Yes, of course, that. And bug bites? No, not really. We just have your typical mosquitoes. Yeah, Mike, you didn't say your bug bites.
Oh, just mosquitoes.
Okay.
Never had anything else bite me, really.
Anyways, okay. Let's move on. Paul, you can read the next one.
I like this one.
Okay. Shane, if the girl of your dreams came up to you and asked you on a date, would you say yes? Love, Earth.
I didn't even know he had a girl of his dreams. Do you?
Yeah, I doubt that, but it would have to depend on
Shane.
It would have to depend on the current situations and everything that else was going on, you know?
You're telling me if the girl of your dreams came up to you and asked you out on a date, you'd have to think about it?
Well, yeah, because I wouldn't know if that was the case, you know, because I can't answer that question right now, because...
Do you ever say no to that?
No. I'm just saying I'd have to think about it because I'm not sure if it would be the person of my dreams.
But hypothetically, this is the person of your dreams.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have a girl of his dreams, so he wouldn't know what it looks like.
And I love how you use the word person rather than girl.
Anyways, okay. Well, let's just say yes for sake of argument. But I don't know. Like I said, I'd have to consider the situation and stuff.
Fuck on up. Oh God. Well, do you know, I think that Shane has never had a girl, and a girl of his dreams will probably be a man.
Okay, Trekkie, whatever you say, you being the one that lives in San Francisco.
Yeah, so?
Oh, dear. I'm going to take control of this and take the next one. What generally happens to people that have a quest cape when a new quest comes out? Are they still able to wear it, or are they not able to wear the cape until they finish the new quest? I'll take this first because it's a simple answer. What happens is if you're wearing the cape, it stays on until you take it off. But if you take it off, you can't put it back on. That's what happens. And if you had to, and now here's one for everybody. If you had your chance to change your real name to anything that you wanted it to be, what would it be? That's from Onigawa.
For real.
You know, I can't think of this, what I'd change my name to. I don't know.
Clifford. For real.
Clifford? Is that what you said?
Yeah, why not? It's
it's cute. So Jeff would change his name to Clifford.
Big red dog.
Okay, Mike, what about you?
I don't know. Mike's a pretty common name, but I don't know what else I'd change it to.
Change it to Shane's pet.
No.
Shane?
You can be that Trekkie.
Oh, that's Paul. Paul's the apprentice of Shane right now.
Paul, what would you change your name to?
I don't think I would, really. I kind of like the name Paul.
Okay.
Sorry.
Kala?
I'd legally change my name to King Kula, and then... No, actually, King Kula, because then you'd be forced to call me that, right? It wouldn't make sense. No, I wouldn't change my name. It's pretty nice. I like my name. If I wanted to, though, I might change my name to Shane and then move to Edmonton just to mess with everyone.
Awesome.
That would be funny.
His name is Pat, or, yeah, other variants if he's...
Patrick.
Patrick. Yes. Okay.
I have my own day.
Chief?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. You're good with Brad.
I would change my name to For Real.
Okay. That's good to know.
Are you for real?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm for real. What's up? For real? Yeah, for real. What? Yeah, for real.
I don't know. I want a three-letter name.
Oh, a three-letter name?
Yeah.
We can call you Stu.
Stu.
Okay, that would work.
That would
Disco
or
Stu.
Ace, or...
That's for
or,
fun.
Or John, or...
Joe.
No.
Yeah, John Joey, there you go.
No, I guess you'd have two, three.
Joe. Yeah, there we go. Anyways, that question was from Onigawa. Trekkie says I should be named Bob the Builder.
Why not?
No.
You'll be great with all the kids, you know, like, hi, I'm Bob the Builder. Like, really? You're real?
Really? For real?
Bob the Site Builder. Hey, yeah, this is RSBNB Update with Bob the Builder and Mr. Brad Woodward. We're here to build you a new website.
Woodward.
Let's move on to the next one.
Chief, you want to take the next one?
Okay, dear hosts, if you were all offered $1 million to move in with each other, would you? Also, do you think it would be cool for LEGO to release a RuneScape-themed set? From Regninth, who wants to be a member again. If we were all offered $1 million, so is that $1 million each?
Does it matter?
Yes. That's because if we split it, like...
Well, that depends. There are seven of us here.
Plus Brad. Plus Brad number one.
Do we have to include Brad?
Long we have to move in together.
Do I really want to move in with Brad?
Hey, Brad. Chief Brad.
No, I think we get on pretty well most of the time. Given that much money, I think that'd be worth it, sure.
We get $142,000 each.
Well, it depends how long we'd have to move in for. How long do we have to stay together?
Minus two.
That's not fast. So we could just move in and then move out again. Go live wherever we'll build that money.
I don't know. I'd be most worried about the house having enough bedrooms.
No, I'd be more
worried about Trekkie. Well,
that's not specified either. So let's just imagine we get the best house we can and then...
What the hell? What'd I do? What just happened here?
Exactly.
So I think it's a unanimous yes across the board.
We would have problems. We would have problems with you know, monitoring different site time zones, though.
That's true.
It'd be a bit difficult, you know. where exactly would this house be at? You know, would it be here in North America? Would it be in Europe? Would it be in New Zealand?
It'd be on the moon.
Moon.
It'd be on the moon.
What time zone is that?
But then we couldn't do any gaming. I mean. Think of the lag time on the moon. And you think you have that now.
They also might not be able to breathe. That might be a problem.
That's a secondary.
Yeah.
Secondary yeah. concern. If you can't game, who needs to breathe? I mean,
you know,
gaming first, living second.
Hey! I got it. It would be called the RSBNB Moon Colony, and in order to do that, we'd have a work camp outside where we send everybody that gets banned from anywhere on the site, and they continue to build up the colony while we live in our house.
So we'd have to go down to Earth, grab the band, and bring them back to build.
No, they get sent up on weekly rocket ships.
But why would we want a colony of banned people? I mean,
no, they'd be outside. They'd live outside.
This isn't Australia. What are we doing?
What?
Banned
that
people.
Was Australia.
Anyhow,
Australia people were just a bunch of criminals back when they were settled.
Oh wow! Thank you, Regnant. Oh, the Lego set. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
sure.
Never...
Why not? I mean, I bet a lot of kids would like it.
The
question is, would
Jack
shell out the money to have Lego build it? Have Lego make it?
It hurts when you step on the bricks.
Can you step on?
That sounds like a meme. It hurts when you step on the bricks. That just sounds like a meme waiting to happen.
How?
It's our own RuneScape meme.
I don't
meme.
Know. It just sounds like one. I don't know how to explain it. Just to me, that sounds like a meme.
Okay.
And
right. So, did you guys buy
sure.
the RuneScape Lego set?
Sure, RuneScape Lego.
Yeah, probably not. Because odds are none of my family members will even know what the heck that is, so they'll be like, you know?
Okay.
So, I mean, to be honest, knowing my family and my uncle, who's a complete idiot... He went and this is a true story. He bought his son a $90 Lego Star Wars Star Destroyer.
Oh God,
right? He bought it and he told his son, "Okay, go build it yourself." And I'm just like, he can't do it by himself. Like, then don't do it, you stupid SOB.
Okay, so would you guys all buy the Lego set?
Nowadays, no. Back when I was into Legos, yes.
So did we all have Lego when we were little?
Oh yeah, well, fun.
I had the hand-me-down Legos. That was okay. Fun. Always
Paul?
Missing pieces.
You did? Yeah. Okay. Jeff,
I still use Legos to build robots.
Oh, okay. Mike,
I still have mine in my back of my closet somewhere.
Me too. Chief,
I don't think I ever owned any Lego.
Oh my God.
But I used to, I was not a deprived child. I used to play with Lego every now and then. But I don't know. Yeah, considering I never had any, I don't know where that came from.
Well, Kinects.
Some stuff like that. I had some other. There is this other thing that's in my wardrobe, which is like a Bionicle. I think it is.
That's Lego. Bionicle was through Lego, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah, it was. It was.
It's not the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel nice how knowing if we could time travel back and be all our younger selves, we'd all get along together, you know?
No, Shane, if we were younger, I'd probably hit you. Trust me. You would have everything and I would want all your stuff and I would beat you.
Okay, thank you, Regnant.
Well, it's a good thing we can't time travel, then.
Kala, next one's for you since you spoke.
Okay, wonderful. The next one is, Dear RSBNB Lords, thank you for using proper protocol. What do you recommend for a gaming laptop? I'm looking at an Alienware M15X, which starts at $1099. Is this a good price for a gaming laptop? This question is from Demoni.
Well, Shane, you should get this one, since you're the tech expert.
Kala, you want to take a crack at it?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Ask Shane.
Typically, no. You don't want to spend money on Alienware. You don't, can get the same bang for the buck as you can with a regular Dell that's almost perfectly capable for gaming. But the thing that you want to say in the end, if you're really looking for gaming, your best bet is to get a PC. Second best bet would be to get a console, preferably not Xbox, maybe PlayStation 3.
By PC,
oh,
you mean
desktop. Die.
Yeah,
gaming and laptops don't exactly go together that well anyways. It's like,
yeah, even with Alienware.
It works.
If you're going to go really high tech though, you'd go with a desktop, but for a gaming laptop, yeah, usually the best one you can get is what's best for gaming. So, yeah. Just shop around.
Yeah, but seriously, if you're looking for gaming, it's best to go with a desktop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise it's going to be very uncomfortable to play, as Paul found out yesterday or 2 days ago.
Well, you can get an add-on keyboard and mouse.
Well, I keep the mouse separate, but I don't have a lot in this particular room because I'm at my grandparents' house, and usually I have a stand to put my laptop on. I didn't bring it, so yeah, hot laptop plus lap equals uncomfortable.
That's why I got a laptop cooler.
I have one, but I didn't bring it, and it wouldn't work right here.
Well, then you get a piece of cardboard. Come on. Think Asian.
Cardboard is insulation.
Think Asian.
But, see, there's the problem. Cardboard is insulation, and that would screw up the laptop. It would keep more heat in.
Listen, all right? What you really need is to get one piece of cardboard, cut it in half, put them like on each corner, and put it on your lap. This way your lap is covered with the cardboard from the heat, and the air will go in between and out the back. If that was not sexual, I don't know what it is.
Okay. Thank you, Trekkie. Thank you. That question was from Damani. I'm going to get Mike to take the next one.
Have any of you all seen a marching band? Because last week it sounded like Shane was confused about band camp. If you have never seen a marching band, here is my band from last year.
And that links to a YouTube video or something that Shane forgot to put in.
Yeah, you forgot to include the link, Shane.
Yeah, I can't put a YouTube video in the notes, but the link is on the forum topic. But no, I'm not confused about a marching band, because quite clearly by the name, a marching band is a band that marches. And band camp is where you go well to practice with your band.
Which could involve marching.
Yeah.
So what did you say last week then?
I have no idea what I said last week. But I think what the idea was that I was trying to get across was that I was trying to say that I didn't exactly know what the point of going to a band camp was. I know what a marching band is, though. It's quite self-explanatory.
Well, the point of going to a band camp is to get better at it. You know, that's the point of any camp, really, I guess.
Maybe I should start a programming camp, then. You guys are all invited.
We should do a RuneScape camp. It would be awesome. We'd all go train skills together.
Are you saying I don't know how to program, Shane?
LAN party on a non-LAN game.
And then after the camp is over, we all go home to our RSBNB house.
On the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We could have people over for like a barbecue after that, and then award the ones that did perform the best in camp with some special reward of getting to stay over at the house overnight.
Okay.
It takes 2 days to get to the moon, Paul.
Oh, that's a pain.
Okay, moving on to the next question, shall we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dear Shane, Mike, Chief of Snakes, King of Colas, and Paul, Tricky, and Jeff, if you want an all-expense paid vacation to anywhere you wanted to go, and you could do anything you wanted to when you were there, where would you go and what would you do? What would you take? You can take up to 20 people. Also, for King Kula, what is a Kula? Keep up the show, German Island.
Island.
German Island. Same thing.
German is land.
Okay, you need to go first, Tracky.
Where would I go?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mars.
That's what yeah, let's go there.
No, I agree with Paul. We should go to the moon.
Go to the moon with 20 people. There we go. All expenses paid. It's good stuff.
Yeah, but, you know.
Why would we go to the moon if we're already living there? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, good point.
That's true. It has to be Mars then.
Yeah, we have to go to
Mars
Earth.
Has those go to Earth from the moon.
Hmm. Exactly. It would be a vacation from our Smithy house on the moon.
But the moon is so different from Earth in general. It just, why would you need to go anywhere else? It's the moon, for crying out loud.
No, I think a trip to Venus would be better.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't die from that or anything.
Okay, serious now. Where'd you go, Trekkie?
Where would I go?
Yeah.
Go to Mars.
Okay.
Why not?
Paul?
Well, in reality, I guess I've never been to, like, Australia or New Zealand area, somewhere around there, so that'd be kind of fun to go to.
Okay. Mike?
I don't know. I like the Mars idea, but he should have limited his question. I'd probably go to Europe somewhere, I guess. I haven't been out of Canada before.
Okay.
Go to Canada to visit Shane. Well, if
Jeff?
Shane is your real name.
Jeff?
I'm not sure. I would go to Mars for sure. But.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Kala.
He's Darth Vader's back. For me, I would. I might take a few years and just go everywhere in the world. Everywhere. Just go there. You know, all expenses paid. Why wouldn't you go, like, all of your vacation? You know?
So basically you have, like, a giant road trip.
That doesn't sound half bad.
Yeah, just start off and, like, go around everywhere in the Americas, then head over to Europe, and then go to... you know, go to Asia and then head down to Australia and New Zealand and then,
Roll back across the Pacific.
Don't talk, Shane.
Don't talk, Shane. Darth Vader came early.
Oh, right. Where does Chief want to go? Chief wants to basically do what Kala wants to do. Kula, Kala. Go to Canada. Canada, meet some people, perhaps. But that would be cold, so probably in summer or spring or whenever. Either that or Australia. That would be nice because I have some friends who moved to Australia and it would be good to catch up with them.
So basically leave us in the dark. Okay.
Yep. Why would I want to meet you, Tricky?
Ouch.
Good question. Want to meet me? Fine.
Nah. I'm sure I would love to meet you, Tricky.
I'll probably strangle you in your sleep.
I want to go to the moon, or New Zealand, or Germany.
So it's Vader, it's Bob Vader? No, not.
Should we move on?
I guess
to
Bob's
next
Microsoft. What's the Mac one?
Bob Vader.
And what is Bob?
Bob Alex.
It's Alex.
Alex Vader.
Alex is the Mac bot.
There you go.
Yeah, Alex. Just Alex. Are we moving on?
Yes,
Paulina,
let's move
take
on.
The next one.
Oh wait, I forgot to ask. I forgot the last part of that. Also, for King of the Kulas, what is a Kula? The name actually comes from one of my friends who used to play RuneScape earlier on. His name was King Kula, but only with one L, and that's actually a type of a mountain bike made by Kona. And so I basically just jacked the name and added another L. So that's what it is. But yeah, could mean anything, I guess. There you are. Anyhow. Next question. Who wants to take it?
Let's have Paulina take the next one.
let's have the machine talk. Let's have Alex say something.
Yeah. Yeah, Shane, you can just copy paste and you're all done. Taking the silence as a no.
Dear Shane Mods, what is your favorite town twister? Also, Shane, if a terrorist at the time traveling machine said he was holding the mod S of BNB and Star Trek hostage and only on could live, which would live? Sincerely, Italy for life.
I did a pretty good job of it, actually.
It even I left did. The grammatical errors in.
Yeah. So, shall Alex go Shane first, or...?
Response.
So I guess tongue twister wise, let's see, Peter pecked a peck of pickled peppers. The best ones would. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Damn it, you took mine.
Well, that's the best one, like I said.
How much?
What's the one I can say? Kind of. And anyone else answer that one?
Answer that question.
Type the tongue twisters into
Mike,
Alex.
Jeff, or Chief.
Okay. That was creepy.
Favorite?
Hey.
I don't have a favorite.
Oh, what?
Thanks for your input,
Jeff,
Shane.
Or Chief.
Or Chief.
Okay, am I able to speak now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can speak.
Yep. Vader is gone.
Okay, Jeff, favorite tongue twister?
I don't know any, actually.
Okay. Mike?
So?
I don't have any that haven't been said.
Okay. Kola?
I can't remember at the moment. I really don't know.
Okay.
I'll look up some and see if I can find any that are good.
Chief?
I don't have a favorite tongue twister.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm sorry about that. So sorry about that. Oh, and if a terrorist with time-traveling machine said he was holding the mods and Star Trek hostage and only one could live, neither would live because it's a bad idea to negotiate with terrorists.
Neither.
You mean you'd kill both of us? Thanks. That's wonderful.
You realize that you basically killed Mike, your longtime friend, me, who's been your nerdy ally since the beginning, and Paul, your apprentice, and well, everyone else is just filler anyway. But you know, you
technically,
kill up the top three.
He's only holding the mods of BNB. So,
oh, Jeff is fine.
Only the mods are in danger. Oh. Admins are. Mike is out.
Jeff is safe.
And Star Trek isn't spelled correctly, so some knockoff is no longer.
What does he mean by Star Trek? Does he mean like the entire everything that to do with Star
the
Trek, or just like the
franchise.
Actors, or just the actors, or like George Lucas? Or no,
that's
never mind. sorry, Shane.
No, but does he mean? Does he mean that Shane has to make a choice between either a group of the mods or Star Trek?
I think he means all the mods.
Two separate things.
All of us. All five of us.
Yeah. So, well, would he save mods, or would he save Star
Trek? Since Star Trek is spelled wrong, I have to say the mods, because that isn't real
Star Trek. Well, he has a time-traveling machine, so he could erase Star Trek from existence.
Yay.
Back in time and erasing it.
What if we developed a Counter-Strike where we destroy the time-travel machine?
No. I'm afraid that wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because I can predict the future or past or whatever you plan to do.
Okay, dokie then.
I don't know if that would work if just one terrorist could hold all five of us down. We're just too awesome for that. You know, we'd escape. We'd get out of there.
Yeah, that's right.
Actors, they can't do anything on their own, you know. So, yeah, we'd be fine. Don't worry about us, Shane.
Okay.
Well, it's not like you'd save us anyways. We won't give in to terrorists.
Okay. Next one can go to, I don't know, Jeff.
All right. Dear Shane and any Canadians who cares, with the latest debate in the U.S. Senate about healthcare, what do you think of the Republicans smashing Canada's healthcare system? And, dear everyone, what do you think of the U.S. Republicans feeding things such as birthers who do not believe Obama was born in the United States, or things like Harvard professor that was arrested? Do you think this is a way for them to take the world off of eye of U.S. healthcare? Marco. So, let's see. I'm not a Canadian, so I'm not going to answer the first one. But
it's about U.S. healthcare.
I'm for U.S. healthcare, and I think the Republicans are...
You got to fix your microphone.
They're just against healthcare just so that they can basically trip over Obama. That's what I think. Okay. So...
Well, do remember that a lot of people in the Senate are making good money from healthcare.
That's true. They also get a lot of donations from healthcare interest groups or private healthcare interest groups. So,
I think it's time for Mike, Cullen, and myself to address this one.
Go for it.
Oh, me first?
Mm-hmm. You first.
Oh, okay. Well, I think this is a typical... scare tactics that the Republican Party of the U.S. likes to shove down everyone's throats, and the sad part is that most of the people in the U.S. will believe this who see one of these ads on TV, particularly Shona's ad from Patients United. So I think that it's one of those points where the public isn't educated properly if they're willing to believe what the Republicans are saying, but even then there is going to be a group of people who are going to want health care in the end, so... I don't know. I just really think that there's nothing that Republicans can do about it, right? Because they don't have a majority in the Senate or the House or Republican president. Am I right on that front?
True. But then again, some people are going to be very, very mad.
Okay.
Either way... Go ahead.
All right. Personally, I wouldn't trust a campaign like that because it seems so offensive. I mean, not offensive in that they're putting anyone down, but just, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, Shane.
You're saying like the mudslinging kind of thing, or it's kind of hard to take them seriously?
I don't know. Someone else. I don't know it well enough to comment on it. So,
Carla, what do you think? Have you seen the ad?
Oh yeah, I watched it. I watched it last night actually, and when you showed it to me, it seems like they took like the only Canadian that actually had to wait for brain tumor surgery because things are a lot faster here because you don't need. Well, it's. The healthcare system, while they say it's free up here, it's sometimes not free. There's always loopholes and that sort of thing, but still, it's generally regarded by most everyone that the U.S. actually has the worst healthcare in the developed world. But Canada is slightly better than that, but it is may only be slightly better, but it is better though. It is, you know, so. It's hard to know. I think the Republicans are just smashing it because the Democrats are actually proposing to bring a Canadian-style healthcare system to America. And, of course, the Republicans are the opposition, so they have to smash it, right? Yep. I mean, they're just getting mad because, you know, that's how it works. That's how politics works. No matter if it's good or bad, you have to find the faults in it, right?
Yeah. Mike, anything?
Well, the U.S. system has its advantages right now, like, If you have lots of money.
Which a lot of people don't right now.
Yeah, that's the main problem with their system. Like, in Canada, everyone gets treated like if they need it. If it's not necessary, they'll have to wait.
Right.
Or pay out of their own pocket, like we had to do for my foot.
Yeah, well, yeah, if it's not necessary, like, Shona, didn't she, like, mortgage her house, had to pay, like, $100,000? Like,
yeah.
Most people wouldn't be able to pay that. Like, and most U.S. citizens aren't insured.
And it turned out...
They wouldn't go to the doctor.
And it turned out to be a benign cyst.
A what?
A benign cyst on her head.
Yeah.
So, shall we answer the second part of the question? What do you think of hormones feeding things such as birthers, Harvard professor? Go for it.
Same thing as before. They're just using scare tactics to try and save themselves.
Well, to say one thing, in the great words of South Park, don't have to forget, 1/4 of Americans are eating.
He got cut out there.
Is that like self-censoring?
Is that Big Brother watching? Do not forget.
Re-say the quote.
Okay. Do not forget the wise words of South Park. But 1/4 of Americans are idiots.
Okay.
So 1 or 2 of us here are idiots, apparently. Well, we're not all American. I guess that makes sense.
That means
I'm an idiot.
And Trekkie. And Paul are idiots.
No, it's...
No, the fourth American that isn't here is the idiot.
Who's that?
There we go. So, it doesn't matter. They're an
idiot. Oh, does he live on the East Coast?
Why would he be here?
I don't know.
And yes, he is.
Okay. There's lots of people that live on the East Coast, though, you know?
Huh? Who lives on the East Coast? What?
Oh...
Yeah. Anyways, I'm sorry. That was just a little slip there. I'm not sure who you guys were all referring to, but I don't know. Maybe it's the old George Bush or something.
Oh, right. Well,
that question was from Marco. Last question. Who wants the last question?
Okay. I'll take it.
All right.
Dear Shane and people who are more important... do you play ping pong? If you do, do you enjoy it or not? I play ping pong and I'm pro at it. I enjoy playing it with my cousins. And this question is from Flash, who I believe just had a birthday recently. Happy birthday.
Who turned 12.
Yeah. Yep.
You take it first.
Yeah, you need to answer it because you...
Ping pong, I don't. No, I don't really play it that much. No, I could. But I don't.
Yeah. We used to have a table, but we got rid of it. It got sawed up into wood and used in the backyard, I think. It was a really old one. What about you, Trekkie?
I used to play once in a while when I was living in a college dorm. Not great at it, but, you know, something to pass the time with friends.
Did the ball ever stop at midair halfway across the table?
No, this isn't The Matrix.
Okay.
And I know what you're referring to.
By the way, that is awesome.
Yes, you know what I'm referring to. We're not going to go there. Mike?
We already went there millennia ago.
Yeah, I used to have a table, but didn't play that much, so got rid of it to save some room.
Okay. Chief?
No, I'm not really much ping pong fan.
Jeff?
Just play at parties.
Okay. And who am I forgetting? Paul. There we go.
I like ping pong. I like ping pong. I just haven't played in a while.
Okay. That's something else we could have up on the moon, except the table would need to be 6 times as bigger, since the gravity is 1/6 the gravity on Earth.
At least for the same effect, we'd have to have it larger. But then we'd have to let our bodies get... we'd have to let our muscle mass shrink down to 1/6 their current size, because then it would be...
Uh-huh.
Well, then you'd really have to... It'd be weird.
Yeah. It's like you could... you could set the record for the longest golf shot there, you know? Or longest field goal.
Oh, there was something on TV earlier. There was like sports science or something like that. I was kind of bored and there's nothing on. But they were saying from the movie Happy Gilmore, the Happy Gilmore shot with the hockey stick, or at least the way you take you run up, or wasn't Happy Gilmore? Yeah, well, whatever.
It was Happy Gilmore.
You take a driver and you run up to a ball and you hit it like that instead of just standing still and doing it. Apparently, you can go up to 20% further or 10% further, but you have a like 20-yard difference in straight path, so it'll go off left to right. I don't know. Just that 10%, that's a lot.
You get extra. And from this, you can tell who all the physics nerds and stuff are in this present company.
Shane,
Paul.
Hey.
No, I'm not a big fan of physics.
Oh, that's too bad, because all science is either physics or stamp collecting.
No,
well, thank you.
Chemistry.
Why do you keep repeating that quote?
Because it's true. Okay. Without physics, the universe wouldn't have formed.
Thank you, Flash, for the question. Let's all move on now to tech news.
Yay, tech news.
AT&T blocked 4chan. Oh, yeah, right, a note about questions. Thank you for reminding me. That this is just a general note to self to say that we want you to send in your audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com. And with that, you can send in an audio question there. Try to keep it under 30 seconds in length. And with that, what we'll do is it should guarantee you to get on the show. So just make sure we can hear you before you do it.
Speaking of audio questions, did you ever find out who sent that anonymous one last week or so?
No, not really.
Huh, not really.
No.
Or no.
I'm not sure who it is.
Hmm.
But I'm going to hurry up now because Trekkie needs to go in a bit. So, first piece of tech news, AT&T blocked 4chan.
Cool.
Yay.
Right? Yeah, I'm not a big fan of 4chan. I'm getting that out there. Don't know if anyone here is a big fan, but just the AT&T was blocking it was kind of a shock to see that they'd block anything.
But that was a good move, though.
Well, the fact that they're censoring the internet to begin with is what put me off. I mean, I'm not saying 4chan has the best stuff on it for the kids who don't know what's on 4chan, but I just don't want anybody censoring what I'm able to look at.
Yeah, that's true.
That's for the good of the population.
So
like I said,
so is someone going to explain why AT&T blocked 4chan?
Paul knows the story.
I know the story now. It was an accident on AT&T's part. I guess 4chan is like consistently under a DDoS attack from some other site, and it worked out so that a lot of it was from AT&T's customers or something like that, and AT&T, to limit the traffic on their end, they decided that they can just block traffic to the one site, which happened to be the image or img.4chan.org, which is where the anonymous board /B and something else reside. Basically, those are the people that when they have a grudge, they go after it with full internet force. Good old Anonymous. Okay, yeah. And I guess they retaliated a little bit, and AT&T explained what they did and then reversed it the next day. It was a very short-lived...
It was fun to watch, though, from the sideline.
What was there to watch? I mean,
Just the fact of all the threats of everything, of like... there was some rumor that the AT&T CEO had died or something, and they were going to start sending him all sorts of packages in the mail of samples of stuff, you know?
Wouldn't totally surprise me.
Yeah, it's childish.
Yeah, but with that being said...
It was interesting to see how uptight they got.
Yes, that's mainly what I meant. But what I'm saying is if you don't know what 4chan is, don't go there. It'll ruin your life.
It'll scar you, permanently. Like, you think we're joking or not, just don't go there.
Yeah, we all have a great deal of wisdom, you know? Like, Paul has 20 years, Mike has 20 years, I have 22 years.
Not to self-vote or anything.
Trekkie has 22 years, Jeff has 16 years, Chief has 16 years, but not as, like, that's a little less than our 20, but still, I'm sure you guys have stumbled across those sites once in a while, right? Kala has 18 years, so...
Well, thanks for remembering me again. You know?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. No harm done in the end. Just a classic overhype.
Yeah.
Next story. Jeff, you want to read this one?
Sure. Let's see. Microsoft Yahoo search deal. As known as Yahoo gets binged. Microsoft will now power Yahoo search, while Yahoo will become the exclusive worldwide relationship sales force for both companies' premium search advertisers. Advertisers will also benefit from scale and greater ease of use and efficiencies working with a single platform and sales team for premium advertisers. Providing a viable alternative to advertisers, this deal will combine Yahoo and Microsoft search marketplaces so that advertisers no longer have to rely on one company that dominates more than 70% of all search, aka Google.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up. And I think what the general idea of this is that Microsoft acquired Yahoo for relatively nothing.
So, it says the search deal, but it sounds like they're talking more of the ad side than the search.
Well, yeah, Yahoo's going to be powered by Bing, and Yahoo will handle selling all Microsoft's ads.
Oh, okay. I thought it was mainly the search thing, because that was this was on the news a few days ago, I think. So
that's one thing that Microsoft has wanted for a long time, was a decent ad provider, like an ad network, you know? But they haven't been able to dream one up. I know Mike and I were comparing the stocks of them earlier, and they all have, like, plummeted, right?
I think Yahoo went down 18% in the last 5 days. But the others,
wow,
are okay.
Yeah, so don't get your stock advice here, but I wouldn't be buying Yahoo right now. Mm. Unless, I don't know. Does anybody here own any stock?
No.
I do, but I have no idea what it's in. Well, it's like in, I've got some retirement account, so it's invested somewhere. I just don't know what exactly it's in.
Okay. Jeff, do you?
No.
Chief?
What's this?
Do you own any stock?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Does anybody... I think we should just move on from this unless anybody else wants to talk about Bing or anything.
Bing?
No.
Nah.
Okay, then. Last piece of tech news. Pirate Bay sale might be dead in the water. In a few days' time, Global Gaming Factory is supposed to have gathered millions of dollars in funding so that they can acquire the Pirate Bay, but according to Wayne Rosso, the former CEO of Grokster, who was also involved in the GCF recently, it's unlikely to happen. Meanwhile, the Pirate Bay is giving the GCF a week before they cancel the deal.
Yeah, this is hilarious. The entire concept of this sale, just to me, was hilarious. They were going to... Have you talked about the deal at all on the show before?
I don't remember. I think we might have.
Yeah, I think
we did. All right, well, just quick recap. The Pirate Bay was going to be bought out by a legit company who was going to, in turn, make users of Pirate Bay pay a monthly fee to use the service, and the monthly fee would go to the copyright holders to help pay for the infringed content, which, you know, that opens up a can of worms. But the Pirate Bay has been losing users ever since this was announced. They put up a quick unsubscribe link, so you don't even have to be there when this goes through. And the stock of this one company, right when this was announced, it went up quite a bit. And then the initial day and a half wore off, and it went down to below this initial market price. I don't think it's ever recovered. I don't see how this could ever go through. And to have it be dead in the water is no surprise to anybody, I don't think.
Yeah, I have to agree as well.
True.
Everyone else?
People don't associate Pirate Bay with legal, so, you know, people were people were getting anxious, so people were leaving. Tons of people have left the Pirate Bay, you know, so it was stupid to begin with, you know.
Well, not that we encourage any of these sorts of things like this. I don't know. Does anybody else want to talk about buying companies and then your stock falling? Anybody? Yes, no, maybe so?
Let's see. Buying a company, having your stocks fall, I would say putting in the government.
that's so sad and so true.
Or, you know, putting in those Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac, because those two went down like a bombshell. GMC, Chrysler, Ford.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they all would have collapsed eventually, but that's a topic for another show. We're not going to go into all economic analysis about that. So I'm going to say that's it for tech news. Now we're going to move on to some other things. First off, Kirby's got part two of his clutter control article, which you can read at informer.rsbnb.com. Paul's article is also up there from last month.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of good articles at informer.rsbnb.com. What's everyone's favorite article? Who's their favorite author? Mike?
I can't say I read the Informer that much.
Okay. Paul, who's your favorite?
Writer?
Yeah.
Myself, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say myself as well. The rest of you guys aren't allowed to answer, just in case you say something wrong.
I like all of the writers equally and unconditionally. There we are.
There we go. That's a perfect statement.
Just some people more equally and unconditionally than others.
But I was going to say, you wouldn't make any anime saying that, but now you may have just made a couple.
Yeah, but I didn't say who they were.
Now we have to jump to conclusions and guess who you don't like more another.
Exactly.
Okay.
Stream.
Yes.
There's something called the Skill of the Month update now. Today, as we're recording this, is the last day of fletching. A total of 67,649,363 experience has been gained.
Oh my god.
MLI is currently winning with 14.7 million experience, marking is in third with 10.8 million experience, and Adiv is in third with 9.1 million experience. So I think we know who's won that, unless Marking can pull out 4 million XP in a day.
In a few hours or so.
Yeah, that's right. But it should be noted that MLI also is going to set a record here as the most XP gained in a month.
Come on.
Previous record was 13 million. So, congratulations.
What skill was that in?
The previous other skill was, let me look here.
Fire making.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, fire making.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
And upcoming...
It's not like it's anything challenging.
Yeah. Upcoming skill of the month is strength. Anybody here signed up for that?
Yep.
No.
If I still played more, I would, because that would be fun.
Okay. We got 36 sign-ups for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get blown out of the water. Yeah. I'm going to get blown out of the water. It's going to be funny.
See, but this is what you're not telling us is you're signing up for members tonight so you can get the good experience.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
I mean, I wasn't supposed to tell it to anybody, but...
Oh, no. Oh, jeez. Come on, man. That's... Oh, you let out my secrets.
I believe Tracky's got a pick for us.
Hold on. I'm talking to like three people at once.
Three?
All right, pick of the week. There's a little game that I've been playing for a couple months now. It's called Ikira. Basically, it's a real-time game. It's one of those games where you actually play when you have spare time. It's not a game where you have to stay there all the time. So I think it's a nice way for RuneScape players to have on the side, like multitasking sort of bit. You can do a lot of stuff, build armies, be a trader. We've had in the game a couple like world wars where it was just like mass chaos. It can be a lot of fun, and since it is real time, you don't have to worry too much about do you have to be there to do something. Everything is pretty simple, straightforward. So
wrap it up,
give
Tricky.
It a shot. Go give it a shot.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. Play for free. You can try it for as long as you want. Basically, if you delete your account after 2 weeks or so, if there's no inactivity, if you're a new player, but if you're caught up there a while, you can put on yourself on vacation mode where you'll pretty much be safe from everybody and come back when you're done.
Okay, sounds good.
Give it a shot. If you want to join me, I'm in. Go to the link and I'm on beta server. Look me up. Look for a beta alpha 5. Right now, I'm in the top. I'm in the number 10 spot for top military score.
Okay, and you can find this at ikariam.com, ikariam.com.
Yeah, or technically the way they're trying to pronounce it is Ikara, something like that. Ikara. Okay. Go for it.
Yeah, it'll be in the notes anyway.
Yeah, I don't see myself playing it, but oh well. Birthday events. We got a selection of RSBNB birthday events on the forums right now. I think we got Counter-Strike Source. That's Paul's.
Yep.
We've got Hide and Seek. We've got an Amazing Race. And we got a few others that I can't remember right now, but I know they're ones that haven't been done before. And they are rather interesting, and we're going to, some of them, be leaving some people around. They're going to be wondering what the heck was happening there. So check out the forum posting on that.
Okay.
So since Trekkie has to go, you go first. Tell us what you've been up to.
What I've been up to? Well, I just came back from a 3-week trip to Vietnam. I came back around 2 weeks ago. Recently, I've been just playing Guild Wars, talking to Shane, and checking on the forums. One thing I've been looking at, somewhat following pretty closely, is the Modern Warfare 2, which should come out in November 10, 2009. They just released a new trailer. I hope you guys go check it out when you have time. It's all about the new multi. So okay. Go for it.
Okay, that's good. Kala, I'm not going to forget you. What have you been up to?
I'm so happy. What have I been up to? My aunt actually came in from far lands today, and we went to the museum this afternoon, and they have the special exhibit is called Treasures, and they basically have all these artifacts from all periods of time of history, and they're in from the British Museum in London, so it was pretty cool to see like everything there. But yeah, other than that, nothing out of the norm. School, that sort of thing, and then have a long weekend because it's BC Day on Monday. So especially for me, I get a day off.
Okay.
Nice.
We have a long weekend here too, but so that's beside the point.
Yeah. Sorry guys, I gotta go right now. I'll check you guys some other time. Peace.
Bye bye.
Adios.
Yeah. Bye.
Jeff, what you been up to?
I just finished my stats class over this summer. And I've been an intern at this nonprofit website, so not much going on.
Okay. Do you get paid for working at a nonprofit?
Unfortunately, no, but I get cool stuff like expensive headphones and things. I'll show you guys later.
Okay.
Is it at least a good work experience?
Yeah. I basically do nothing.
It's always nice. At least it'll look good on the resume. Just don't say you did nothing, because they won't go for that.
Anything else? How'd the stats course go? Did you pass?
I'll find out. So okay. I got my project due tonight.
Okie dokie. Mike?
I haven't been up to much. Been working on the website, working on map.
Oh,
and yeah, that should be really soon. But yeah, and trying
to—that's what you said. How long ago?
Yeah, I know.
My fault too.
Oh well. Yeah, and sometimes server's kind of slow. I've been trying to make it faster with MySQL.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any? Do you want to give any previews of anything?
No.
Okay. Yeah, see, this is the best way of doing things. Okay. Paul, what you been up to?
I'm done my OChem classes, so I am taking a week vacation in Ohio. Although next week, or my grandfather just passed away last night, so I've got the funeral on Monday, and I'll be back in Vermont on Tuesday. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else?
I installed Windows 7 RTM. Yay, by the way, guys. It's
any,
awesome.
Any differences from the release candidate?
People were saying it was a lot more... it was a lot quicker. I haven't noticed any differences, really. Yeah. So...
That's interesting.
It's good, but I don't think I gained a lot by upgrading other than losing half my programs that I had installed. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that one day.
Okay. Yeah. And Chief, what's you been up to?
Not a hell of a lot. Designing websites for a few people. Well, a couple of people. And room crafting on RuneScape.
Oh, yeah.
No one else does RuneScape-related things anymore.
I do.
Well, yeah, but...
Anyways, anything else that you want to share?
Not really. School, since it's winter here. Be me.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm going to go then, and I'm going to say that I've been working on Slayer. I got 86 Slayer last night. Do I get a round of applause?
No.
That's about as much as you're going to get.
Okay. Also, I've been working on the calculators. As we said with Mike, when we're doing something, it'll be out when we're ready to have it done, and it's the best way to do it so that we're not getting constantly hounded when it's coming out. But rest assured, things are progressing. Albeit slowly, they're progressing.
Best would probably just not even tell anyone.
Yeah, that's the thing. They like to know what they like to know what we're doing, but I don't know. It's not like they can see what we're doing, but that would be kind of creepy if they could, you know? But I don't know. I've been doing something else too, but I forget what that was entirely. I think I blocked it out of my memory. But yeah, that's about it. Anybody else have anything? Paul, Jeff, Mike, Cola, Chief?
Nope. I hope you can't hear my brother whistling in the background. I don't know what I'm doing, but I told him to be quiet.
Nope, I can't, but I'm going to be listening for it now.
Tell him to come on and say hello.
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, with that said, I think we're going to wrap up RSBNB Update 215 for Mike.
He stopped whistling. Maybe you heard me say that.
Time for Mike to say goodbye.
Bye.
Next up is King Kola.
Goodbye. See you later.
RuneWire.com /King_Kola. Then we said goodbye to Trekkie earlier. And
goodbye,
Jeff.
Trekkie.
Else.
Paul.
See you guys.
And once again, last but not least, Mr. Chief Snake.
Farewell.
Goodbye, everyone.